Airbus and SIDA are working on cybersecurity solutions for airlines. Manarino Systems and Software signs an investment framework agreement under the ITB policy with Lockheed Martin. And Ontario's Field Aviation was awarded the contract to upgrade the Royal Canadian Air Force's fleet of 22 trainer aircraft. There's a lot to report on defense industry companies in this week's Vanguard Radio. But first, let's talk about the latest shift in Canada's anti-ISIS mission. The Canadian military training mission in northern Iraq against ISIS was extended a few months more up to the end of June this year. That announcement by Ottawa last week was expected. Earlier in March, the government also announced that it will continue to send soldiers to Eastern Europe in order to train Ukrainian troops for 2 more years in the face of continuing Russian military aggression in the region. That mission's original deadline was March 31st this year. However, there's another important development in Canada's anti-ISIS mission. Coalition forces have been making gains against ISIS, which is also known as Daesh. The mission's extension will provide the Government of Canada the time required to assess the evolving nature of the fight, according to a press release from the Department of National Defense. But we think the announcement also underscores a significant shift in the CAF's operations focus in the theater. Previously, Canadian troops worked with Kurdish Peshmerga fighters in the north and east sector. Canadian soldiers tended to avoid Mosul and spent less time with Iraqi soldiers. But this latest announcement indicates that our troops will now be mainly dealing with the Iraqi military. According to the military, some 3,600 CAF personnel have taken part in rotating assignments as part of Canada's involvement in the battle against ISIS. Canadian CF-18 fighter planes have carried out 695 aerial refueling operations and 753 reconnaissance missions before they were pulled out recently. Canadian troops are also involved in helicopter transport, medical support, and capacity building. There are also a number of Canadian special forces now training Iraqi troops and performing intelligence operations, according to General Jonathan Vance, Chief of Defense Staff. The training module of the Military College, which grooms the future officers of the country's armed forces, faces an overhaul as part of the recommendations presented by former and current military experts. The investigation team sent to the Royal Military College of Canada said they found the college's cadets and officers enjoyed a sense of belonging and camaraderie, but they also uncovered what they call inconsistent leadership, which they said resulted in unintended negative consequences. Now, you will recall that an intensive review of the college was initiated last year following concerns over suspected suicides and allegations of sexual misconduct in the campus. Last year, it was reported that the military was investigating the sudden deaths between May and August of 3 RMCC cadets. The cadets were identified as Harrison Calertis, 22, Brett Cameron, 20, and Matthew Sullivan, 19. Well, some of the planned changes to the college were made public last week, and these include the leadership training model within the RMCC will be changed to provide a better overall experience, one that's focused on a positive learning environment to ensure that the higher standards required for commissioning in the Canadian Armed Forces through the RMCC program are met. Number two, officer cadets will receive more regular, focused mentoring and coaching. This is to better prepare them for their military careers. Another thing is that better services for officer cadets on campus will be provided, such as medical, dental, administrative support, and food services. For more on this story, head over to VanguardCanada.com and look for the article, RMCC Training to be Revamped. The cybersecurity arm of the defense and space company Airbus is collaborating with communications and IT solutions provider CYTHA. They are developing cybersecurity products and services for the air transport industry. The two companies said they will provide incident detection services to airlines, airports, and other transport industry organizations. According to CYTHA, the need for a proactive cybersecurity stance in the sector was highlighted by their 2016 Airline IT Trends Survey. This survey indicated that 91% of airlines plan to invest in cybersecurity programs over the next 3 years. The joint Airbus and CYTHA Security Operations Center service is the first of a new portfolio of cybersecurity products and services developed by CYTHA. The portfolio will help airlines and airports identify, detect, and react to cyber threats while protecting their company assets from attacks. Manorino Systems and Software Inc. of Saint Laurent, Quebec, has signed an agreement to collaborate with Lockheed Martin. They will be developing and commercializing airborne software. The two companies did not disclose any figures, but the investment framework agreement under the Industrial and Technological Benefits Policy with Lockheed represents the largest investment the aerospace company has made in a Canadian small and medium-sized enterprise, according to Manorino. The offset investment behind Lockheed Martin's framework investment is in direct support of ITB obligations associated with Canada's purchase and in-service support, maintenance, and support of 17 CC-130J Super Hercules aircraft. CAE Inc., the primary contractor for the NATO Flying Training in Canada program, awarded the contract to upgrade the Air Force's CT-156 Harbored Trainer aircraft to field aviation. The upgrade will consist of the addition of a traffic advisory system, or TAS, and an automatic dependent surveillance broadcast transponder system. The TAS is meant to improve pilots' situational awareness of other nearby aircraft. The TAS does this by providing traffic detection and providing alerts appropriate for military flight training operations. In January of this year, the Government of Canada extended CAE's contract for the NFTC program through 2023. I hope you enjoyed our stories for this week's Vanguard Radio. Be sure to tune in again next week for our rundown of some of the interesting developments in the defense industry. Until then, this is your host, Nestor Arellano, saying see you again next week on the Vanguard Radio.